Hi, this is World Music Matters. I'm Alison Hurd, and our guests today are three women, three sisters, who make up the band Ewa from Israel. They're Mizrahi Jews, in other words, Jews from the Arabic-speaking Middle East, and their hip-hop-inspired music, sung in Arabic, reflects those two cultures. After a very successful debut album, Habib Galbi, they've brought their Yemeni roots to the fore on their second album, Baiti Fi Ghassi. The record was inspired by their great-grandmother, Raquel. I met the young women at a recent concert in Paris's Café de la Danse.
Hi, I'm Tahir, and I'm 36.
Tagel, I just turned 30.
Hi, I'm Liron, and I'm 33.
Ewa is yes in Arabic. We loved the name because it's very catchy, short, and positive.
Catchy, positive?
Yeah, that's exactly the spirit we bring in our music.
In this new album, Baiti Fi Ghassi, it means my home is in my head. And it's a statement that our great-grandma, Rochel, or Rachel, used to say whenever she was asked in Yemen why she travels from one place to another. And she said, I can't stay in one place. My home is in my head. And we are raising the question again, and asking, what is home to us? How do we see home? Because we are a generation that were born in Israel, and so Israel is a home to us, and also the village, Shacharut, that we grew up in, and also each other. We are home for each other, you know, traveling on the road, touring Europe and the States. So, yeah. So your great-grandmother was a Jewish woman living in Yemen back in the 1940s. It wasn't very easy for her because, you know, a Jewish woman in a Muslim country, and women were treated as second-class citizens. They couldn't study, so they had a lack of education. They didn't know how to read and write, and she couldn't express herself freely. This is why we care about letting her voice be heard. It's really important for us in this album.
Yeah, she was the inspiration behind the whole album. And each song is a piece of her life. It's like a moment she lived through. And we dedicate this album for her.
Could you feel the presence of your great-grandmother?
Yeah,
I guess you never met her, right?
Yeah, we've never met her, but we heard a lot of stories about her from our grandma and from our dad. And she's a legendary character in the family.
So you grew up hearing the stories about your great-grandmother, yeah. Rachel.
Yeah, and we really felt that she was present in the studio. And for us, it was very challenging and emotional to blend our voices with her voice and to create just one character.
Bye. the songs are from first person point of view, because we really wanted to step into her shoes rather than just look at her. She was doing this, she felt this. We wanted to say, I feel I'm in pain, I feel happy, I feel sad.
So a song like Mudbira, for example, I've seen the video, of course, there you are, three women in palm groves wearing what I imagine is a sort of traditional Yemeni hat, yeah. Kind of peasant women, and at the same time, very, very affirmative, very strong.
Yeah, yeah. Shepherdesses. Shepherdesses in Yemen, in a region called Hadramaut, they wear these special straw hats. They're very tall to keep the cool, because, you know, there's a circulation that keeps you cool from the sun. And we were inspired by this look, but instead of wearing the black costume, we decided to make it more poppy. We went for the mint dresses.
The mint dresses.
Yeah. Liron and Tagel actually sewed them. They made them.
We designed the whole look of Mudbira. Yeah.
Because you play with this very contemporary sort of hip-hop, sportswear style mixed up with more traditional Yemeni dress. That's your look. And I must say, you're very beautiful women, so it's kind of helpful for a video. So she arrived as part of the magic carpet operation in Israel in 1949, and I guess it was a difficult transition for her from Yemen to Israel?
Yes, in Hana Mashwa Al Yaman video, the song talks about the arrival of the Yemenite Jews to Israel, and they were placed in tent camps, and they couldn't work, they had to use coupons for food. The government wanted to sort of rescue them and bring them to Israel, but the country was so young and couldn't include everyone, and it was sort of a mess. She had to start from scratch in a new place without the language. She only spoke Arabic.
So yeah. It wasn't easy for her to, as we say, integrate.
Exactly, yeah. And I imagine she maybe wanted to integrate, but maybe she didn't know how, or she needed time.
Yeah. And also you can't really disconnect the person from his homeland, you know, from his culture.
So what are you saying about Mizrahi culture in 2019 now? You know, we've talked about your great-grandma, but you, who are of that heritage, what's the message that you're getting out there?
We want to bring the glory back to our culture, because it's so beautiful, and the generation before us felt a bit ashamed, and we feel like it's so beautiful, we have to celebrate it. So our generation is way more curious and really going back, digging in the roots and bringing to the front.
You're proud of your culture.
Very proud.
But how is it looked upon in Israel in 2019?
People are more accepting now and more open for this kind of music. And we also, the fact that we blend it with hip-hop and like more modern styles, it's very danceable and it's more accessible to all people. But they receive it very well. And I guess the AY experience now is we're becoming more and more mainstream in Israel, and it's a blessing.
Last year in the Knesset, the nation state bill was passed, which meant that Arabic was no longer an official language in Israel. So for you, with that in the background, how important is it for you to be up there singing in Arabic, singing in Yemeni Arabic?
Yeah, it's very important, because this is the language of our great grandparents. And I think it's Hebrew is also, of course, it's also the first language, and it's important, but also Arabic, and you know, it's it should go together, like
hand in hand.
Yeah, not.
It's part of the identity of so many people in Israel. We meet Yemenite people that left Yemen and now they live in Europe, and they tell us beautiful comments that we brought them back home, and they felt like they're walking again in the streets of Yemen.
Streets of Sana'a.
That was Tahir, Lihun and Tagel Haim from the band Ewa. I hope you enjoyed this edition of World Music Matters. From me, Alison Hurd, see you next week.